This Chazar Zecher Nesha Bach Ches Roshach from Yehuda Mesechtes Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph. Shmuel said, Bezin does not evaluate the value of the nevela for a gana, for a gazla, meaning if the animal they stole dies, they have to keep the nevela and pay for the full animal. They only evaluate for a case of damage. However, I, Shmuel, say, also for a borrower, and Rav agrees with me. Fekma, what does Shmuel mean when he said it? Did he mean to say that we also evaluate for a borrower, or did he mean that we also don't evaluate for a borrower? Zakhtamar, we find a case where a borrower broke the borrowed axe, and Rav made him pay for a full new axe. We see that we don't evaluate for a borrower. Mer says, well, that's not a proof, because in that case, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi asked Rav, is that the halacha? And Rav remained quiet. If anything, that shows that we do evaluate for a borrower. Ula, in the name of Rav Elazar, said that we do evaluate for a ganav and a gazlan, and Rav Papi said that we do not. The Gemara passes that we do not evaluate for a ganav or a gazlan, but we do evaluate for a shayel, for a borrower. Ula, in the name of Rav Elazar, also said if a birth sack, a shilia, emerges partly on one day and fully on the next day, we count as if the woman gave birth on the first day. Rava is, that's not a chumra. By making her tummy from childbirth early, you think you're being machmer, you're not, because it actually leads to a kula, because we start counting her days of tahara from the first day as well. Rather, Rava said that we consider her tummy from the first day, but we don't start counting towards the days of tahara until the second day. In fact, Mara, if the chiddush is to teach that every part of a shulya has a fetus in it, it's unnecessary to teach that, because we already learned that in the Mishnah that says that every part of an animal's shulya has a fetus in it. Mara says from that Mishnah, we would think that not every part of a shulya has a fetus, but rather we must be concerned that eating part of the animal's shilya when it only partially emerged is only usur as a gzera for a case when it emerged totally, in which case there was definitely a vlad, an uber, inside. Next, Ula, in the name of Elazar, said if a bechor was killed within 30 days of his birth, we do not need to give pidyon ben. Rabbi Bachama learned this halacha from the extra word ach in the pasuk. Next halacha, Ula, in the name of Elazar, said large animals can be acquired with meshicha. In fact, my Mishnah says it can only be acquired with mesira. The Mishnah holds that Chacham, who says the meshicha is effective. Next halacha, Ula, in the name of Elazar, said when brothers divide an estate and are evaluating what each one took, they also take into account the clothing that they're wearing from the estate. Their papa said the oldest brother does not need to do that because all the brothers wanted to look presentable so that he can represent them well in business. Next halacha, Ula Neymar Ulaza said, if one shomer gives the item that he's watching to another shomer, the first shomer is potter, even if the first, and, you know, something happens with them, the first shomer is potter, even if the first shomer was a paid shomer who has a higher degree of responsibility, and the second shomer was only a shomer chin who has a less degree of responsibility. Since the second shomer is still a person with mental capacity, the first shomer will be potter. Rava said the first shomer is chayev, even if the second shomer has a higher level of responsibility, because the owner can tell the shomer, is only you that I trust with an oath, and not this second person. Ula, in the name of Elazar, said, next halacha. The halacha is that we can collect the slaves of a debtor as payment for a debt. Rav Nachman asked Ula, did Rav Elazar even say that slaves may be collected from orphans for their father's debt? He said, no, only from the debtor himself. Fact of Gemara, one may even take the shirt off the back of a debtor himself. So what's the chiddush that they can take his slaves? Gemara said the case is that the debtor made the slave into an apoitiki and then sold him. In that case, the creditor may take the slave from the purchaser as payment for his debt. As Rava said, this may be done for a slave that was sold, but not for an ox that was sold. Why? Because only a slave that was sold becomes public knowledge. So Fact of Gemara, when Rav Nachman left the Beis Medrash, Ula said, in truth, Rav Elazar even allowed collecting slaves from the orphans. When Rav Nachman heard that Ula said that, Rav Nachman said, Ula is just hiding from me. When Rav Chanan bar Bizna paskened in practice like Ula, Rav Nachman told him, give the slave back to the orphans, and if you don't, I'll make you pay them back from your own money. Rav Nachman explained to Rava, I hold the way I do, because we see that slaves are not treated like land for purposes of prusbol or for kinyan agav. Therefore, they're not treated like land for purposes of collection from orphans either.